We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, Radiant viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Khotut, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, channel 35 on multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on Netwave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinghua Cable TV. On Jialu Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Panghu County, channel 03 on Panghu Cable TV. And in Tinan County, channel 105 on Mingchen Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts. We have subtitles for all shows, currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Australia plans to invest in solar power farms. In humanitarian news, philanthropists in the United Kingdom will donate their estate to charity. In Veg News, USA-based Revolution Foods wins a Best Product Award for Organic Jammy Sammy. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 25th, is the National Day of Croatia, Mozambique, and Slovenia. Croatia's Statehood Day is today, which observes its independence gain in 1991. Situated in southeastern Europe, Croatia is known as the Land of 1,000 Islands. Near its gorgeous coastline are 1,185 islands and islets, 66 of which are inhabited. Mozambique, which is located between South Africa and Tanzania near the Indian Ocean, commemorates its attainment of independence on this day in 1975. The island of Mozambique, known for its beautiful architectural heritage, is a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO World Heritage Site. The Central European country of Slovenia, adjacent to the Adriatic Sea between Croatia and Austria, today honors its autonomy achieved in 1991. The Skocjan Caves of Slovenia are one of the most famous cave areas with some of the largest underground chambers in the world. It is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. The nation's late beloved president, Dr. Janez Drnovšek, received a Shining World Leadership Award from Supreme Master Qinghai. We extend our best of wishes for a memorable National Day to the gracious people of Croatia, Mozambique, and Slovenia.
Fly-in news. City in the Amazon faced with worst flooding in over half a century. Severe floods have struck the Brazilian city of Manaus, located deep in the Amazon jungle, after torrential rains caused the Amazon River and its tributaries to rise. This past weekend, the Negro River waters increased to nearly 30 meters. At least 18,000 people have been affected, as parts of the city have been inundated with floodwaters. Although many residents are reluctant to leave their homes, officials are advising evacuation for people's safety. "We are troubled to hear of the misfortunes facing the people of Manaus and pray that their situation may soon be eased. May extreme events such as these be minimized through our more considerate stewardship of the earth."
European Commission provides further support to those facing drought. Severe water scarcity has impacted more than 70% of the agricultural lands in the Palestinian West Bank. In response, the European Commission, through the European Commission Humanitarian Aid Office, or ECHO, is donating an additional €4 million in assistance, in addition to the €68.4 million that has been contributed since December 2008. The funds will help at least 50,000 of the most vulnerable Palestinians to receive needed water and food supplies. A €2 million donation has also been allocated for communities in drought-affected Syria. "Our heartfelt appreciation and providence bless European Commission for your benevolent assistance to those in need. Your kind support will surely bring hope, comfort and sustenance to the Palestinian and Syrian people as we pray for the restoration of stability to their daily lives."
Factory farms produce flu and unnamed illnesses. Across 99 countries, with first ever cases just found in Iraq, Cote d'Ivoire, Cape Verde, Cambodia, and Indonesia, more than 55,800 people have been confirmed as being stricken with the swine flu, although this number is considered to be just a fraction of the actual total. Of these, over 238 have lost their lives. Swine flu is now known to have originated in factory farms, whose conditions of utter filth serve as incubators for disease, many of which have yet to be identified. In Yakima County, Washington, USA, people in the communities closest to the dairy factory farms there experience unusually high rates of diarrhea, just one of the many flu-like symptoms suffered on a regular basis.
Experts say the source is undoubtedly bacteria and viruses from the neighboring animal farms, which are carried on the wind via flies and in airborne particles drifting from dry manure, as well as seeping or spilling from waste lagoons. Helen Redout, president of the Community Association for Restoration of the Environment, or CARE, and local resident, explains more.
The statistics come from the Yakima County Health Department. They have said that Yakima County has one of the highest diarrhea rates in the state of Washington. And for a long time, I used to go to the doctor and say, "I've got the two-day flu again," because you get cramps, you get diarrhea, it's gone in a day or two. And he said, "Helen, there's no such thing as a two-day flu. What you have is you've come in contact with pathogens from these operations."
So the pathogens is in the air or in the water?
Pathogens are in both. the air and the water.
Our thanks, Ms. Redout, for your forthright comments and concern for public welfare. Our heartfelt prayers for the countless people afflicted near and far by animal agriculture, whether through neighboring contamination or diseases such as swine flu. As everyone deserves a safe and clean living environment for optimal health, may we all adopt the organic vegan diet so that such preventable illness may leave us quickly and for good.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Today marks the kickoff of United We Serve.
U.S. First Lady initiates a summer of service. On Monday in San Francisco, California, U.S., First Lady Michelle Obama launched the United We Serve campaign, announced by President Barack Obama last week, as she encouraged people to help the country by volunteering. The First Lady also joined California's First Lady, Maria Shriver, and several hundred volunteers in helping to fix up a school playground, including a garden whose produce the students and elderly will sell to raise money for the school. Speaking later at the 2009 National Conference on Volunteering and Service, First Lady Obama said, "This administration believes that the only way to build that new foundation for our economy is to establish a new role for service in the country."
See, there's a feeling that you get when you help somebody else achieve their goals. The fulfillment of putting your faith into action and feeling that you're part of something bigger than yourself and doing your part for the greater good. This summer, the President and I are asking you to make time and do your part, and I promise you won't regret it.
Our warm accolades, First Lady Obama, for your call to public service as a focus for our lives. Surely many will be inspired by your example of beautifying our communities through loving actions.
As the President says, America's new foundation will be built one community at a time, and that starts with you.
Rejoicing in the love of music. On Sunday, the annual Fête de la Musique was celebrated in Paris, France, as musical events were held around the city in parks, restaurants, subway stations, and even the French presidential palace. An evening concert featured U.S. singer Chris Isaak and British singer-songwriter Seal, and the Paris Orchestra performed at the Louvre Museum. Many other cities, such as New York City, USA, Beijing, China, and Beirut, Lebanon, also joined the summer solstice entertainment with free concert sounds ranging from jazz and swing to Caribbean music. Congratulations, all participants, on this international celebration of music. May heaven continue to bless our world through this artistic expression that brings people together in shared delight and joy.
Save Our Planet helps reflecting the different aspects of climate change. A recently published report by the Convention on the Protection of the Alps, an organisation established by the European Union in 1991, reveals that changing weather patterns have resulted in floods and mudslides on the northwest side, with retreating glaciers and water scarcity on the other.
It is estimated that 16 million people in 8 European countries depend on the rain and snow from these glaciers for 80% of their water. The glacier shrinkage has even affected nations' physical boundaries, with Italy and Switzerland now in the process of revising their shared alpine border.
Convention on the Protection of the Alps, we appreciate this important information showing the costly and far-reaching effects of climate change. Let us all hasten to make eco-wise decisions that safeguard the Earth and her inhabitants.
Concerned as ever for both the physical and spiritual welfare of humanity, Supreme Master Ching Hai, in a May 2009 video conference in Togo, explained how even vast climatic imbalances such as these could easily be solved.
If the world becomes vegan as a group, we can remedy the disasters that affect us globally. They will avert us or be minimized and rendered harmless. The planet will begin repairing itself in astonishing ways that scientists would be surprised. For example, the ice would stop melting and return the way it was. Green life will appear again. The oceans will be healed as the rainfall and temperature begin to regulate themselves again. Produce restore balance. The compassionate, loving atmosphere that we, as the whole world, generate can and will do more miracles for us. Such is the power of just being vegan. So vegan is the answer.
Save our planet. Emission-saving concrete developed. U.S. researchers at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, or MIT, are creating an ultra-high-density, yet lightweight and durable concrete. In studying the material at the nanoscale level to see how it naturally deforms over time, Professor Franz Josef Ulm and other scientists at MIT have found that it may last 16,000 years. The new concrete-making process would also reduce the carbon dioxide produced, which, as the world's most widely used material, currently contributes to 5 to 8% of the total human-made CO2. What a remarkable development! Our accolades, Professor Ulm and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology colleagues, for this laudable eco-project. Looking forward to seeing this eco-concrete at the foundation of many beautiful and functional structures that last for years to come.
Save our planet. Vegan trend for the Earth is expanding. As the world faces pivotal times, people are speaking up on behalf of the planet's welfare. During the Vegan Earth Day for a Vegan World Conference hosted by Go Vegan radio host Bob Linden, Supreme Master Ching Hai, who had been invited as the special guest of honor, conveyed her encouragement via video message to take the step forward toward a wholesome Earth.
So for the sake of all that lives on this planet, let us make a wiser choice. For example, instead of meat, we be vegan. Instead of polluting the world, we go green. Instead of intoxicants, we will be merged in the blessing of God through prayers, yoga, meditation, etc. And instead of planting drugs, we plant organic vegetables and fruits. I wish you all the best in the embracing love of heaven.
Sharing this vision were many celebrities and distinguished community leaders, such as animal advocate and founder of Animal Acres, Laurie Houston.
People are becoming sensitized to this issue. You know, all of the work that everybody is doing together is having an impact. I mean, you can get vegan food now everywhere. So it's really exciting.
And as more and more people awaken to the benefits of being vegan, a vibrant and harmonious Earth is just around the corner.
Together, let's envision this future. Our well-deserved, beautiful future in which all lives are upheld and cherished as one and the same. Let's be happy because it seems that this day is already dawning.
Many thanks again, Mr. Bob Linden, and all distinguished participants and attendees of this uplifting event. Our heartfelt gratitude to Supreme Master Ching Hai for inspiring people the world over to do their part in fostering a brighter tomorrow. May all of humanity quickly join the vegan circle so we may all see our peaceful dream come true.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television for a full rebroadcast of this conference at a later date with multi-language subtitles on Words of Wisdom.
Save our planet in Joshua Tree National Park and surrounding desert areas of California, USA. Global warming-related drought and fires are leading to the extinction of the iconic Joshua Tree, which provides habitat for birds and other desert animals that may also disappear.
Save Our Planet, U.S.-based Washington Forest Protection Association, launches a television and internet campaign, What Does the Forest Mean to You?, to raise awareness of the importance of forest protection.
Save Our Planet. In West Bengal State, India, the city of Kalyani has implemented a new development from scientist R. Vasudevan to build roads from recycled plastic.
Hello, it's Jessie the Gazelle here. I'm completely vegetarian. Today I'm going to share a tip with you on gardening. If you are making compost, remember to keep the bin in an area exposed to the direct rays of sun if possible. The warmer temperature will help speed up the decomposition process. Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now let's see the weather in some cities around the world.
In eco news, Australia to invest over $1 billion in solar power farms. Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd stated that the funds will be used to build as many as 4 solar power plants. Australia has also joined the International Renewable Energy Agency, which has the goal of encouraging the quick development of the global industry of sustainable energy. Our respectful appreciation, Prime Minister Rudd and all Australians, for this earth-friendly commitment. May your nation and the world flourish as all leaders and co-citizens take the green living path.
In humanitarian news, British philanthropists donate their €18.3 million estate to charity. Brian and Shirley Burney are putting for sale the family's 25-bedroom Doxford Hall Hotel and the 10 acres on which it stands near Alwick, Northumberland. Total proceeds will be used to provide funding for a cancer nurse for the north of the county. In addition, a transport service for cancer patients to travel to and from hospital will be created. Mr. Burney said, "To be able to do something to help people has a much bigger return than any financial gain. God bless your generous hearts, Brian and Shirley Burney. May all people be giving love and support to help overcome challenges of life." Coming up, Veg News awards the 2009 Best New Vegetarian Product. We're just around the corner, don't go too far. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more merry news.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, illustrious news for a shining world. In Veg News, Organic Snack wins 2009 Veg News Best New Vegetarian Product title. Popular American vegetarian lifestyle magazine Veg News named Revolution Foods Organic Jammy Sammy as one of this year's best new veggie products. Ideal for lunchboxes, the tasty snack-sized sandwich bars are made from healthy ingredients to help children maintain vibrant energy levels throughout the day. They come in a variety of appetizing flavors, including apple, cinnamon and oatmeal, and blueberries and oatmeal. Kudos, Veg News and Revolution Foods, for showing us how easily we can enjoy the nutritious veg diet. May many more people be graced to adopt this planet-saving lifestyle.
Let's enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, Couldn't Leave.
Two friends were talking with each other. The first one said, I saw a movie last week that I couldn't walk out on. The second friend asked, oh, was it so good? The first said, no, but I was on the airplane.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
I think Supreme Master Television is a wonderful TV channel that brings joy and hope to whoever is watching it. I applaud the very clear emphasis that is put on vegetarian living. Your coverage and documentaries move people all over the world and I'm sure inspire them to action to improve the world around us. Thanks also for covering our story of the weekly vegetarian day in Ghent, Belgium. Good luck and thank you and all the best to all the people involved. Tobias, Ethical Vegetarian Alternative, Belgium.
Virtuous Tobias, it's great to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared in her lectures a very clear way to overcome the present predicament due to global warming and move to an era of peace and kindness. We pray people heed her wise and compassionate words, along with those of many esteemed experts, and adapt the organic vegan diet. May Belgium be a forerunner of all global citizens, taking the veg flesh city by city, with the light of heaven in our deep love and solidarity.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your life be enriched with goodness and tranquility.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Saudi Arabia's King Saud University and Missouri University for Science and Technology in the USA agree to a partnership that will facilitate exchange of knowledge and technology transfer.
Lebanese parliamentary leader Mohammed Raad meets with British Ambassador Francis Guy for first ever talks held between the Hezbollah political party and an official from the United Kingdom.
More than half of the senators in the state of California, USA, volunteer to reduce their salaries as a way to contribute to the state's economic recovery.
Tibet's regional government signs an agreement with China Telecom Group that will provide broadband internet access to more than half of Tibet's rural villages over the next 3 years.
With currently the world's largest market for cigarettes, China raises taxes on tobacco by up to 11% to curb smoking and encourage better health for citizens.
Complete with police escort heralding their arrival, children in Afghanistan coast through the streets of Kabul on skateboards, participating in a citywide competition to celebrate World Go Skateboarding Day.
University of Wisconsin researchers in the U.S. determined that observing clouds from satellites may provide meteorologists with an additional 45 minutes to predict and warn of severe thunderstorms.
A study published in the journal Brain Behavior and Immunity reveals that an outgoing personality increases the body's ability to withstand stress-related and inflammatory disease.
Several thousand Bolivians of Aymara Indian origin celebrate the new year during a traditional dawn gathering at the pre-Inca Tiwanaku Citadel's Gateway of the Sun.
Through the Dry July campaign, Australians are challenged to abstain from drinking for 1 month to improve their own health, while at the same time raising money for cancer treatment.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors. and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWM.